If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Pepper and Dylan Ask Us Anything podcast. It is March 12th. Thank you for joining us.
Have you been able, Robbie, to verify that today is the 10 year anniversary?
Yeah, it looks like March 11th, 2015 was the day.
Really?
According to some of these sites, I think it was from a post we made on the Pepper and Dylan social media.
Okay.
That said, thank you for everything. Our time is done.
Oh. That would have been the firing from Virgin?
Yeah. And there was the radio publications that share the news, the broadcast dialogues or whatever. They made posts about it.
So it was 10 years yesterday.
Yeah,
the anniversary.
10 years yesterday. I'm seeing all the memories today because people finally clued in on the next day that we're gone.
Right.
So I'm seeing all these
because
memories.
We did the whole show and then got fired.
Right. And no one knew any differently. Did the show like nothing was wrong?
Done. Yeah. Wiped clean.
That's what happened.
Do it at the start of the day, not the end of the day.
I agree.
You know?
It was.
What day of the week would that have been? Do you remember?
Was it
a Thursday?
I feel like it might have been, but I don't know.
I can find out. I'll just get my handy dandy phone out here.
March 11th, 2015. Uh-huh. It was a Wednesday. I want to think.
Midweek? Yeah, so you have a couple days to recover before a weekend.
Isn't there a rule?
You're not supposed to do it
on a Friday.
On a Monday.
Or a Monday.
Fridays, I think you can do it. I don't know. I've never had to fire anyone.
March 11th, 2015. What is this? This doesn't make any sense. This is a stupid website.
What website are you
March
on?
March 11th was a Wednesday. It was a Wednesday.
Okay, midweek gives you a couple days to get everything.
What is the right day to get fired?
Wednesday.
Wouldn't you want it to be first thing Monday morning? Woohoo! Free week off.
It would be helpful, but they don't want you to come into work and then have to be mad all week kind of thing.
Or Friday, because then you know you've got a long weekend coming.
Friday is... I don't think it's great. If they fired you Thursday.
End of day?
Yeah.
End of day Thursday?
That'd be all right.
And we got end of day Wednesday, which end of day for us is like when everybody was coming in, right?
Yes.
So it's start of their day, end of our day. Well, that's awful selfish of them.
Well, they got rid of us.
Yeah. It's crazy how fast it's flown by.
10 years.
I'm shocked. I can't believe that.
Yeah. 10 years we've been in, and this is the longest we've been employed?
Well, we were off for 6 months due to the contract, and then we started in the fall.
Yeah, and you started September first, right?
Started a few weeks early.
You were behind the scene prepping the launch of the show.
Well, yeah, I was actually hired technically not on the show at first.
Right.
I was hired before they knew you guys were coming.
Right.
For a different, whole, totally different position.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, I was doing stuff. But, this September, 10 years in one radio station.
And Dylan, nothing shows the difference between Dylan and I more in that situation. And I'd be curious to know, not curious enough, but curious to know how I would handle it now.
Mm-hmm.
But Dylan just picked up and left and went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Right? You're just like, all right, fine, I'm going to Jamaica. We went to breakfast that morning, and then you were, I don't know, by that weekend or early the next week, you were gone to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'll find us a job.
And you did.
And then I found a job while you were in Jamaica.
You FaceTimed me a job.
Yeah. But it was just how you did it and versus like, oh, I'm not going to be able to sleep until I can lock something down.
Right. I hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really uncomfortable feeling. We had the luxury that, you know, a lot of people aren't fortunate enough to get where we were, you know, they had to pay out the rest of the contract or a term of the contract so that we weren't like, oh my God, where's our next meal going to come from? It was nothing like that. We were fortunate enough in that situation. But you also are like, well, you know, you do only have a finite period of time until you need to find something. But
why they do it.
We were lucky enough to find something fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And then just kind of take a deep breath and I don't know if you'd say enjoy it, but plan and slowly get involved until it was time to launch the show 6 months or so later in September, right? It was in September when it came on the air here at what was then The Bounce and then became Kiss. So that was the firing from Virgin when we were at Virgin.
Yeah. 10 years.
And that was a true firing. That was a grab your stuff, give us your pass keys, getting walked out by security. Mm-hmm. All of us. They laid it on a little thick, I think,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Walked out by security. Like, I just don't understand how you trust us 1 minute, but the next you don't. Yeah. You trusted us with the entire station up until 9.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, you're like, oh, these guys can't be trusted.
Better well, once that, you yeah. know, though, once you know, like, once you know you're fired, they don't want you back anywhere near.
No.
Yeah, I just would never. I know Pepper always says that he will. I would never do anything. Like, there's just no part of me that would try to do anything.
It's not worth it because you just open yourself up to fines.
It depends on what's next.
Charges.
It depends on if it was my last day and I didn't need anything ever again from anybody ever.
That's yeah, my fear.
Son of a bang! Yeah. Son of a boom! Right?
I'm fearful for that day.
Well, you're convinced, though, that when it is time for us to leave, whenever that happens, whether it's on our own accord or not, is that they'll be like, okay, what's your final day? And we'll say, oh, it's this day, and it's Friday. And then we'll go on the air Thursday, and then after we're done on Thursday, getting ready for the big final, son of a bang, son of a boom. They'll be like, yeah, you know what? We don't need you on Friday.
Right.
And they'll pull that, and it'll always be sitting there. Yeah. One, the show that I never did that I've just been looking forward to.
Yeah, yeah. Because you should have kept it quiet.
I know.
For too long, you've been too excited threatening about how bad it will be.
My fiance asks me, she does say, she's like, are you really going to do that? And no. I said, I don't know. I think I would probably be, again, it depends on the circumstance. Like if you get fired and you don't know, and then all of a sudden, whoa, you're fired. Well, then I'll never have the opportunity. But if it was like the final goodbye and we were,
don't you want to leave?
We were
like really
retiring.
Classy and just be like, wow, he was such a good guy.
Yeah, but I also, I've got a few things.
Yeah.
I also want to leave the way that some people would love to leave and actually have the guts to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, there's a few things, right? But I don't know. Like, when it becomes time to do it, how big will they be on the grand scale of things?
Probably not. Like, there's nothing.
I'm just not as angry anymore as I used to be.
Yeah, no,
so it's going to be hard for me to kind of drum that up.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when I was angry, though, man, oh, I was ready.
That would have been a good show.
Yeah.
That would have been a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I have nothing to say. I'm just like, okay, thank you. I appreciate everyone that listened for so long.
I would love to be able to plan, like have a farewell week or something.
Well, if we retire,
so we can honor, like especially just to honor like the cast of characters who have joined us over the year, like the big Mikes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the people in the world, the Craig Bonds, everybody who has helped us do what we do.
Right.
Well, you inevitably are going to miss a lot of people by trying to name all the people.
That's the struggle.
That's like the thank you speech at the award ceremony. Mm-hmm. You're going to leave people off the list.
But just to have a goodbye party or something.
I'd like to just put it out there that here we are on March 12th.
Uh-huh.
And we still don't have anything planned for the 20th.
Uh-huh.
That's an issue.
Not March 20th, for the 20th anniversary.
For the Pepper and Dylan 20th anniversary.
You should leave it with me. You're going to figure it out.
I've brought it up, and I've got told numerous times that they are working on it. I know that they're not going to.
And they have to.
It's going to be one of those things that's going to be last minute thrown together, and it's going to be this grand vision that I have, and they're going to try to make it something different, and then I'm going to be mad.
20th anniversary show is going to be the final show? That'll be what hits you, that triggers you.
I just don't understand. And like Robbie's saying, like we just want to honor it. That's all the 20th anniversary show is, honoring those who have listened.
Yeah.
I think our boss just thinks we want to get a free trip. And like a paid vacation trip out of it. That's not the point at all.
No.
Right?
Oh, I think it's partly the point.
But we could.
No.
Would you? I was thinking this the other day. Would you two be willing to save a week of holidays for a trip?
100%. Yeah, 100%.
Because we've done them in the past, like the awesome Novembers where we took a plane full of people to Dominican.
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
We got paid. That was like a work, even though we didn't broadcast a show. That counted as work.
Yeah.
So I still feel that that's how it should be, but if we can't be, then
I'd be willing to actually use a week of my vacation.
Oh, it'd be a blast
if we can set something up.
Yeah,
because I think that's a big hesitation with our main boss.
I just the thing that I want more than anything, and that's the hard part, is I want people to be involved. Like I want people to come. Like us going to broadcast.
You want a whole plane. You want a plane load of people.
Us going with like two people. I mean, that's okay, wonderful.
No.
But I want it to be like anyone who wants to join in this has the opportunity to join in.
I mean, you set the bar awful high when you said a whole plane load. I want to take a whole plane load.
Well, we could find it though. We could fill a plane.
If only we just had a plane.
That's the problem. We don't have a plane.
What's Robbie Fund at, Robbie?
We're at March 12th.
No, I don't think it would cover one.
Not enough to buy a plane?
One trip.
Right.
No offense to me.
My ex-wife has that billionaire friend. She has a plane.
Yeah, borrow it. She's not going to lend us the plane.
I don't
know.
She knows if we can borrow it. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Well, you need a pilot's license.
I feel weird asking.
One of us.
Well, no, it comes with a pilot.
Oh, it comes with a pilot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always piloted. Isn't that weird?
She's not going to let us borrow a private jet.
No, I doubt it.
There's no way.
There's no harm in asking. Imagine having a private jet. I don't know what the arrangements are with this private jet.
It's got to be a pain in the butt.
Her and her brother split it, right? So this is just my ex-wife's childhood friend became a billionaire. Like, I don't want to say overnight, but like fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And our family hit it big on, some oil and gas. Anyway, she's literally a billionaire. And her father died and left the money to her and her brother. So they split a private jet. Right, so it's not like hers, like in her driveway all the time.
Well, so it's flying either, that much
because her brother lives in Florida and she lives in Victoria.
Right,
so they have to kind of, I guess you have to make a call, but I guess a plane is only a plane ride away.
Yeah.
So I don't know if like it's always on call or how that works. Like if you're like, hey, I want to book a flight tonight, well, that just can't be done. Or it's like, you got it. See you shortly.
Right.
Like, I don't know what the turnaround is. I don't know if the pilot's just, like, living in the plane waiting for a phone call. I don't know how any of that works. But it is theirs. Like, they own it. But which, I don't even know if that's a sound investment.
Where's its home garage?
I don't
Florida?
Know. I don't know where the home garage
it's
is.
It's got to have a hangar.
Right. Where they Somewhere. Store it. And I don't know who owns the hangar. I don't know if it's, like, a staff of pilots that rotate or if it's just one pilot.
Do they own the jet or are they just part of, like, a jet?
No, they own the jet. They
really?
Own
that yeah. seems yeah, yeah, that's a bad.
They own a jet thing. And they have a yacht, and the yacht has a captain,
mm-hmm.
and it's the one and only captain for the yacht. And I think the staff lives on the yacht when they're not using the yacht.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, time is money, and that would help them with their time.
Yeah, if it's just if the plane's just sitting there, Dylan, we might as well use it.
Well, I guess, but I mean,
it can't go far though. It has to stop to refuel, apparently.
It's not that big a jet.
Well, no, it's not. Like yeah, and that's the other thing. Yeah, we couldn't get like 12 people on it or something.
Yeah, see, that's not.
Yeah, that's no good. You don't want that private
jet. 737.
Okay, fair. You want a private 737?
That would be ideal.
Okay. It'd be good, but wouldn't you want to rent it out when you're not using it?
That's what Airbnb should be. The air. Like Airbnb, your plane.
Right? I mean, yeah, I could see
right?
it.
Well, we can get an update in our next meeting. Our meeting got canceled on Tuesday, yesterday, but we'll have another meeting next week. We can get an update on how that planning is
going.
Well,
we just got to keep on it because like this is important to us.
20 years.
It really is.
It's a long time to basically.
Like the radio shows I listened to growing up didn't last 20 years.
And what's your vision? Just lay out your vision right now. If you could have it all.
I want to do a home and away party.
Okay.
And that's been my plan this whole time. And the reason I want to do a home and away is because some people don't like travel. Mm-hmm. Some people won't be able to afford travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want those people to feel excluded if they loved the show or if it liked a moment of the show or want to celebrate with the show.
Okay.
So the idea was in my head, and whether or not this comes or doesn't,
mm-hmm.
is we do the closest thing we can do in Edmonton to like a beach party.
Okay.
And we like rent out West Edmonton Mall.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And so we bring families. And
the water park or the whole mall?
No, the water park.
Okay.
Right? We bring families.
We've done it before.
Right?
It was a Pepper and Dylan I Love You
so
party.
So great. And like, so we'd bring all your families and people that could come that, you know what? I've got 5 kids. There's no way I can afford to take everyone. We couldn't get a babysitter or something like that. Or I can't get the time off work during that time. Whatever it might be, your excuse for not being able to come on a faraway trip. Totally understandable. I don't want you to have to suffer. Therefore, a big, huge party at the water park. We fill up, I don't know, 500, 1,000, whatever it might be, people at the water park with families. And it's just like, just a fun time.
Okay.
We close it down for us only.
Okay.
Then we do a away party, which is Jamaica, St. Lucia,
because it'll be
Mexico,
January,
wherever it might be.
Okay.
And it could be anywhere. Like, I'm not really picky on where it is.
Somewhere hot with a good climate.
That's it. Yeah. But like, and we go and people will come alongside of us. They will be able to book trips. So if they want to book a trip to come along, wonderful. We'll give us some of those trips away. Obviously, we won't be able to give away too many because we just don't have that kind of money. But
you spent it all on the private jet to get there.
Right. But you'll be able to book alongside of us. There'll be hopefully some discounts at whatever partners we end up partnering with.
Okay.
And for the entire week, we have a blast and hang out and just get to know these people that have supported us for so many years and thank them.
Okay.
And thank them by just having nice dinners with them and just whatever they want to do out on vacation, we're all just going to be there. Now, whether or not we broadcast live from, I'm open to it.
Mm-hmm.
We've never done a live broadcast because sometimes it's a little iffy on those.
They can be clunky. Not the best technology in certain parts of the world.
Sure, they can be clunky. Also, it can be like you can really feel like you've missed out.
Mm-hmm.
While you're waking up in minus 30 and everyone's talking about how great a time they had last night at the pool.
Yeah, it's not quite relatable.
Right.
So that could be problematic, but I think there's something to that effect that would be great. And then an artist component would be amazing. I just don't know if we have the ability for that.
Okay.
But a little Mariana's Trench would go a long, long way. Telling you that right now. To be at the Watermark Park with Mariana's Trench. Oh, yeah.
Or at the water park.
Well, for that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, unless they want to join us wherever it's warm.
They can book a trip, too, if they want.
Yeah. So that's the idea currently in my head. I don't know if that's totally unrealistic.
It's a hell of an idea.
But
it's
not unrealistic.
I don't think many people would be like, not interested in that.
Right. These are all things we've done before. They're doable. We can do them.
But now we're just combining it all into one thing.
Sure. Right. But it's a big deal.
And we mesh it up. And there'll be tons of prizes at the water park. Like I just want everyone to leave going like, that was awesome.
We can't.
I invested 20 years in these guys, and finally, it's paid off.
I got to go down the water slide. Yeah,
we just can't do what we always do, which is forget about it, let it go.
That's what I'm talking about right now.
Not keep letting things die. Like we always have these great ideas, and then they die.
They die on the vine before they're fully mature.
So much potential.
Well, because the only way we can do this is on the 20th and the 25th
of January.
No, of our year, like years together. And to be honest.
Oh, I see.
You do the 22. This show could pull off the 22.
Okay.
But finish your to be honest, because I agree.
To be honest, I don't think we're making 25.
Yeah.
Like, I want to. Yes. Trust me. Yeah. I will work 25 years gladly with you guys.
Okay.
I just, with the way that listening habits are, with the way that radio goes, like, it's...
It's iffy.
It's an iffy statement whether we have 25 years in us. So that's why I'm like, well, we got to celebrate the 20.
Right.
We have to.
I think we should celebrate the 20, the 22, and the 25 if we make it.
Right. But you don't want to put all your eggs in the 22 or 25 basket and find out we make it 21.
That's my fear.
Gotcha. Yeah. So I agree. There are a lot of strings. There are a lot of components. There are a lot of deals that need to be brokered to make all this happen.
Just a little behind the scenes. Uh-huh. The last contract we had. A 3-year deal.
Uh-huh.
This one's a 1-year deal. we just got.
True. Yeah.
We just got a 1-year deal. True, that's true. The behind the scenes honesty. Yep. I don't know what that means, but I don't like it.
Very true.
It's only a 1-year.
Think of those ones to hockey players, where they?
I know. It's the prove it deal.
We'll see how they do.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're on the one now.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll do a temperature check.
Yeah, in the next meeting.
With management in the next meeting and see if that's happened. I can bet you right now that that's not on their calendar right now. I
bet
January feels like foreveruary away.
We have to get on it because
they should be shocked that we're actually taking the due diligence here.
That's
doing the due diligence.
Wait a minute.
Are
you guys trying to tell us you're thinking of something to happen before, like more than a week away?
Well, and then I'm going to get more and more fearful, though, right?
Yeah.
Signed a 1-year, and we don't start talking about this soon. Yeah. I'm going to start thinking that December's the end for us.
Uh-huh.
And then I get panicky. You don't want that. I don't want panicky me.
Don't.
I got enough pill for that. Okay. So, we'll bring it up. But okay. I'm just saying, March 12th, we start thinking about it.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah, 10 years yesterday that we were fired from Virgin, and we've been here since then, and a lot of people have come with us, and we found a lot of new people. If you're new and listening to this podcast, or you've been around since the beginning, we appreciate it, and maybe that's information that will continue to leak out as it develops, that you might be interested in joining us for the 20-year anniversary, if, like Dylan said, indeed it does get to it. It'll be 19 years and 11 months. Maybe we should plan that party instead.
Good one.
Ask us anything. All right, we spent a lot of time on that one, though, but ask us anything. We got a quick one, we got an easy one. What do we have today there, Robbie?
Maybe the one about our traits.
Yeah. Okay. So this is, if we could, again, with us in our dynamic, if we could have a trait from one, if I could steal something and be more like Dylan or more like Robbie, what would the trait be that I would take? Right.
Do I have to pick Robbie or Pepper, or I have to pick one from each of you?
Oof. I'm trying to figure out a way to make it Yeah, yeah. No, you gotta get one, and one you wouldn't want anything to do with. So you can pick one, a good trait from one of us, and then a bad trait from one of us. One you wouldn't want anything to do with, and one you would absolutely die to have.
Okay, I got this. No okay. problem. Okay. I'm going Robbie for the one I want.
Okay.
And Robbie,
no repeaties.
No, Robbie's trait is the ability to remember and genuinely care for everyone that he meets.
Yep.
But his ability to remember people and like situations and stories where he'll bring up someone from 4 years ago that he met for 10 minutes.
Mm.
And he'll tell the story and I'll be like, what the hell are you even mentioning? And he'll like walk me through the entire story three times before I can even clue in that took place and I was part of it
mm-hmm.
or I was there. So it's genuine. It's real. Robbie's connection to everyone that listens to the show and to any friend that he makes along the way is incredible.
I love the friends we've met kind. Doing the show.
Yeah, no, but your like, ability to remember people. Like I met a guy last night who lent me that 2x4.
Jake.
I had to write his name down as I was leaving his driveway so I didn't forget it.
Yeah.
Like I wrote it in a pad, and I'm not even 100% that he said Jake.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure. But
yeah.
So Robbie's ability to go like, oh yeah, Susan, and mm-hmm. like tell you the story
from
about
years
Susan.
Ago.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
There's something with, I can associate, I think, differently. I don't know what it is. I associate
But it's
things.
Genuine, and that's what I love. It's not fake. It's not no. like, it's just, it's really who you are, and it's such a great quality to have. And
well,
I wish
I appreciate
I had
that.
It.
Yeah, no, I that's one of my favorite parts of the job is just meeting people mm-hmm. and yeah, just gaining friends. A lot of radio, like some, I don't want to put anybody on blast, but some radio hosts really try to keep that separate. Whereas I don't, it's impossible.
We wouldn't have friends if that.
How the heck are we supposed to not love these people when we talk to them every day?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then we hang out with them and it's just like, they're just, yeah, it's awesome.
They get us. That's why
we get each other.
Them,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Of course. And then, so now do I pick a trait I like about you or one I wouldn't want about you?
Your call. Your choice. Go ahead.
Well, what, you said I can only do one and
one. Yeah, one and one. You got to pick one and pick the, you can pick a trait you don't like about Robbie and I get out of this one scot free. It's up to you.
Yeah. No. I'm going to have to say it's a trait that I don't like and it's going to come from Pepper that I wouldn't want.
Okay.
And that trait is just being so darn good looking.
Ah, it's a burden. Yeah, it's a burden.
It is a handsome
I get it.
Burden.
Yeah.
It would be very
you
tough
don't want it.
To
yeah.
have to walk around
all the time.
Being so handsome.
I know, the
and
looks
then, like,
of the stairs. And
do people
to,
like me for me?
Yeah.
Or they just
I
like
can't trust anybody. I don't know if they just want to be near somebody so attractive. I know, it's tough.
So
it's
would,
like a gravitational pull of the sun, you know?
So
you can't look away.
The ability to have so much handsome.
Yes.
Is I don't think I can handle it. I don't think
Not
I would want
many
it.
Many people can, Dylan.
Right? With great responsibility
comes
great
with
power.
Great power comes great responsibility.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yes.
No. And so
and
that
with
is
great looks becomes great burdensome. It's I feel that with my remarkable, stunning good looks.
Yes.
That I kind of I'm falling on that sword for you guys.
No, and I appreciate that because like
it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I wouldn't know
so
what to do
you
with
you two ugly honks can kind of meander through life and I can be the face of the show and what a face.
I just wouldn't want your chaos. That's what I wouldn't want. Like the chaos of your life sometimes to me just seems so like I try to do everything in my power to make my life like a spa.
Yes.
Right? Like I'm always trying to make whatever part of my life
this
I can.
This is going to make my answer
spa-like.
Even more interesting coming up. But
right.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Like, I just always want it to be the most spa-like zen place is my world.
Living in your world, when I've lived with you,
mm-hmm.
when Robbie has lived with you, it is a very peaceful, quiet world.
Mm-hmm.
It's living with you is the mixture of being in a museum because it's so cold
mm-hmm.
and because it's quiet and a library and a spa all at the same time.
That's what I like. Coming to your house gives me anxiety.
And you come when nobody else is there.
Right, hearing about the things that you have to deal with and the amount of people that are in and out of that
house. I don't even know half of them.
Right? It's just, it sounds so hectic, and the people that take advantage of you.
This is true. I walked into my house last week. Walked into my house. God, what day? It was Wednesday. I walked into my house last week, and there was a boy sitting on the couch that I've never met before.
What did you say to him? Like, hey.
I just went, hello.
Who
and
do
then
you
I went
to?
Upstairs and unpacked my stuff.
Did you ever find out who he was?
Yeah, he was a friend of a friend of Tyler's.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Tyler wasn't home, though.
What was he doing there?
Meeting Tyler. Right. Oh, so she gave him the code. We leave the front door open.
Gotcha.
Which is because we never know who's coming and who's going to be there. I swear to God. And I thought of you guys immediately. And I'm like, I really don't know who's going to be in my house each day.
Yeah, that's too hectic for me. I can't deal with that. The chaos... It's your life. It just sounds like so much.
But like to Robbie's point, I've made some wonderful connections to people that are just like when you invited Camilla to work from my house.
Yes.
And without asking me, but she worked from home and she had to move and she didn't, her kids went to school in St. Albert. So it would be much more convenient for her to work at my house so that when she had to drop them off at school and pick them up, she didn't have to go across the city both times.
Yeah.
And so she just started working from my house and I've made a wonderful friendship with her.
What has it been, right. 2-3 years now?
At least, yeah. I think this is her third year of working from my kitchen.
Get sick of her?
And she's wonderful. And my fiance is friends with her now. And
nothing makes me laugh.
But when I walked
more.
In the door on Wednesday, and I looked in, there was just a boy sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that boy before in my life. And they went like this: "Hey, Pepper." And I was like, "Hey."
Does Camilla get annoyed by how busy her workplace is?
Well, no, because I'm the only one home when she's there.
Oh, okay, so
she leaves. Usually she goes to, because in the summer she's not there because she's with her kids all the time. So it's only during the school year that she's there. And my fiance's at school; she's teaching. My kids are all gone, and so she's on her own. She gets a little annoyed with the dog,
right?
Because the dog's always wants to go outside, wants to play with her, and all of that. And then there are the random people that drop in. But I think she's used to it now.
Right?
She'll like text me and be like, "Hey, somebody's here," and I'm like, I just just let him stay there. It's all whatever. Right. We're fine. Yeah. It's a bit chaotic.
Yeah. No,
I'm used to it.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. That I don't want anything to do with any part of that. For sure.
Yeah.
It's just too much. And it sounds like too much.
I don't know if I'd miss it if it were gone or not.
You couldn't. Really? You'd miss that?
Yeah. I think I would.
Oh.
I think there are parts of me that would. Like, I kind of like that I never know what's going to happen when I walk in the house.
Oh, that's a lot.
Do you not, you don't like that at all?
No, predictability.
You want to be completely predictable with what's happening on the other side.
To a small degree, yeah.
But then on the flip side of things is you don't care about what time it is.
No.
You don't have clocks. You don't ever look at the clock.
No.
The only time you look at the clock is when you need to be at work. And other than that, it's nothing.
Yes.
But that's chaotic to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. If you let time run your life, it is. Time doesn't run my life, though. I run time.
Which is weird because you get so upset if somebody's late.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah.
We made a time.
Yeah.
If we made a time, I'm looking
but
at the time.
What if time doesn't run my life?
Well, it needs to if you make a time.
Yeah.
On your own time, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
On my time, I don't let time run my life.
So you don't let time run your life, but yet you like everything to be structured and predictable.
Well, it needs to be on time if we've made a time together.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
But generally in your life, you like to know what's happening on the other side of the door. You just don't care what time it's happening at.
No, not at all.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, it's chaotic.
I'd say. So that's my Robbie, that's my Pepper.
Okay.
Okay.
Robbie?
Let me see. What would I take? I think I would take Pepper's confidence, because it's something I've been working on.
I've been trying to find it. Have you found my confidence?
Don't knock yourself. There's confidence with the things you say.
Yeah.
The things you share.
Just being you.
Okay.
Yeah. But just
to wear that hairdo out in public. That's confidence.
And it's something I look up to.
Blind confidence is what you're saying?
Okay. Because I've never had it. And like, even just to be to be on stage at stand up, for example.
Oh, that's terrifying.
That's one of the most courageous things you can do.
It's the hardest thing I've done in my life.
And some of the things that terrify me, you're able to do.
I think the reason that I do that, though, and I've learned this by just like spending time and getting to meet a lot of other stand-up performers and performers in general. I think performing in whatever form it might be is from people that are sometimes the most insecure and lack the most confidence. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, and I can't understand why I crave to do it, because it terrifies me, like being social, being, and I'm certainly, I wouldn't call myself ever, would I confuse myself with being an extrovert in any way?
No, not an extrovert, but it's the confidence that can get you through.
Yeah, maybe. You're more extroverted now than you've ever been in your life, though.
Yeah, it's helped me a great deal. Doing the stand-up has helped me a great deal. I used to be terrified to do it, or terrified to just do anything just in any social setting. Mm-hmm. I was the worst. And so it has helped me in that regard. I think I've just chilled out a lot.
And probably because you have 9,000 people in your house all the time.
That's right. Yeah. There's always an audience.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that would be it.
Huh. That answer surprises me. Okay.
And for Dylan, I think I just want your old d-
It's supposed to be a negative one. You can't have.
You keep telling us that it's such a negative.
It can be. I hate it.
Robbie.
Oh my gosh.
All right. All right, Pepper, your turn.
We've seen the outlines, Dylan.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't want to talk about it. Thank you, though. That's an interesting. I thought it was one positive, one negative. Now you make me look like a jerk.
No, you could pick whatever. It's fine.
Oops. Sorry, Pepper.
No, that's fine. God, I don't. I mean, the easy one for me would be to say that if I could steal a trait from either one of you, but there are so many that I would like to steal. And I think I would like to steal Robbie's creativity, his very interesting and tortured genius creativity, and how he can whip something together with talent. Like I mean, he's got more talent in his fingertip than I could even wish to hope to ever have. And I know, see, then he does this. Oh, it's not the
well, fun. Yeah. If, but like, I mean, you're just referring to audio production.
No, I'm referring to just the way that your brain works.
You do think incredibly different than most people.
Yes.
And I think that makes you uniquely.
And I envy it, and I wish I had it, but I also know what comes with that. And I wouldn't want what comes with that. And what comes with that is the insecurity or the belief that it's never good enough, the kind of tortured that, this sucks, I can't do it, the frustration, the writer's block or the creative block that come with being creative comes a great block, right? And that can be incredibly frustrating and torturing.
But
and I don't, if I could just extrapolate the good and leave the bad, then that's what I would do. But
I think that
those are married together. So I wouldn't want it because of the torture that comes with it that you seem to manage and live with.
Yeah, think of all the torture you have with all the good looks.
Exactly. Like, do you want more torture? I get it, right? See?
It's a large.
Yeah, I hate like leaving. It's good enough. Like leaving well enough alone. It's like, who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
So Thomas, what if he just said,
is a rumor that a Canadian invented the light bulb and Edison stole it and finished it first.
Good for him.
Without people striving to be better, like we would be stuck. So I think you should never settle. It should never be, everything could be better, always, no matter what it is.
Right. If you get stuck in that too much, then you're always like, you're never happy.
You're never happy.
Right. And it's hard. Not just life situations. I mean, if you're just taking pride in something you're making, for example, mm-hmm. like woodworking, I can't imagine how much attention to detail goes into that, right? But there's certain careers where that's a beneficial trait,
right?
Just strive to be better. Nothing is ever, I don't want to say nothing's ever good enough, but you should never settle for good enough.
Right.
Right? You can always be better at something.
Mm-hmm. That's tough though, right? You can always be better, and then like when you produce something better, then what?
Well, then I've just been
then
like,
it's not then you want to like
nothing would ever be finished.
Well, I've come a long way, and one thing I just sometimes you just have to. That's going to be as good as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I don't want to settle, but sometimes you know, okay, this is as good as it's going to get.
So the deadline is what finishes your projects for you.
No, just something in my, like when it comes to audio,
yeah.
It's just like, okay, I can't sing this. It's
right.
like for example, like that Pink Pony Club song.
Oh, it was good. I like
so
that.
So you mentioned, oh, there could be, we could, oh, the for the Biggest Loser Club.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sing like that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Chapel Roan, I can't do that. But there's a certain time I'm going to get something.
But you work well within those limitations, I find.
Right.
And if you do
I'm like, this is good enough.
The-
this is not going to get any better. So it's got to be done, but. Yeah, strive for the best.
Many inventors before Thomas Edison made contributions to the development of electric lighting, including Ooh. Sir Humphrey Davy, Warren Delarue, Joseph Wilson Swain, who all demonstrated early electric lights before Edison. It was Thomas Edison who experienced commercial success with the development of the light bulb.
Uh-huh. Really stole the thunder there, didn't he?
There you go, right?
Wow. Okay.
So then I can't take that?
No.
Well, damn it.
Just take that.
Take that?
Yeah.
But I don't want to live with the shitty part.
You have to.
But I don't want to.
Not everything can be good. Look at your life.
The chaos. Like, I need more chaos.
Right? No, that would be tough.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, so move
I'll
on
take
from
that.
Move on from me.
And then from Dylan?
You can either take or...
Well, and this is where it's kind of ironic and it comes full circle, is I envy the peacefulness that he has in his life.
Aww.
But I would never want that in a million years. I would go crazy.
Why?
I don't know.
You crave chaos.
Yeah.
So do I.
Well, yeah, that's part of like my affliction.
I feel like I have to be anxious.
Yep.
I can't sit and relax.
Yeah, it's a common thing with bipolarity and obsessive compulsive disorder is that you always create chaos. And
you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, and it's funny because like you have, and I'm learning more and more of this as I go to therapy. You have therapy in a few minutes, don't you, Dylan? You have
got
to get going. But as I go to therapy and I work through things with my adult team of psychiatrists and psychologists, as you have seen over time, as I've incorporated a much more relaxed kind of attitude in my life and less stress, mm-hmm. that it's almost gone, like it's gone so far in the other direction that it stresses people out, that like I'm just so laid back and I have no urgency in anything in my life. And it's because I've allowed my environment to become more chaotic.
Mm.
Right? So it used to be you would have everything was immaculate or just so or organized or whatever it might be, but there was always this pocket of chaos. Think about your junk drawer, right? And that's kind of the best analogy you would get is like your junk drawer is a nightmare, but everything else in your life seems to be in control, but yet your junk drawer is a true kind of reflection of what you are on the inside.
Right.
So you're boiling over with anxiety and stress and just and all of these different emotions. But once you can let your junk drawer out and kind of occupy your environment, your personal behaviors and your relationships just settle so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had to get over the fact that, you know, okay, I'll be super laid back and I'll get to this when I get to this, and just allowing certain areas of chaos in order for my heart and my mind not to be as chaotic. So I know that if I went back, if I was, as much as I envy having a nice, orderly, organized, relaxed life, like when I come over to your house, whether it's a quick visit or hanging out and you've got music playing in the background and everything's perfectly tidy and arranged and organized, I look and go, man, what a life. I would love that life. But your life is like a show home life to me.
Yeah,
I see your show home life. It's staged, you know, like a house for sale. And I see it and I go, well, that's not real living. My real living is me getting home and the dog threw up on the carpet. And I've got this random stranger sitting on my couch playing Nintendo.
Yeah, that'd drive me nuts.
Right. So I envy it, but I also don't want it. Because I think it would just turn me into I love where I am right now, and I'm not anxious, and I'm not stressed, and I'm super relaxed, and I love being that, and I know that what comes with that is that chaos. So as much as I admire and look at it and envy what you have, I know that if it did, like with Robbie, it would come with a whole bunch of negative connotations.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I always just look at your chaos, as long as it's not at work, good for me.
Yeah.
All right.
I would also like your technical and your technology savvy abilities and to somehow get my house on a network like you have.
Oh,
boy, that sounds
network.
Amazing.
It's a nice network.
I just open up a laptop and hope it works every time.
No, got that. No problem. Yeah, no, Uncle Ashton can look after that.
I do like that you're very motivated to be like, you look at like you said, your garage right now is your project.
Yeah.
I like that you're able to learn something, learn every single thing. You've noticed this with Dylan, right, Robbie?
Yeah.
He can learn something. You can start from zero knowledge about something and be like, yeah, I'm kind of interested in that. And you can literally master it in very little time. It would take some people years to master it to get to the skill level or the 10,000
hours
of what it is. And you master it and then do it and be like, yep, I could make this my profession, my vocation. I could make this my life. And then go, done with it. And then you move on to the next
thing.
Drives
my girlfriend nuts.
Yes.
Like the other day, I took on, Ashton came over to help me wash my car.
Right.
And so I took on car detailing now.
Yes.
And so instead of like normal people that would just go and like, okay, well, I need a little spray bottle.
Yeah.
I went and got every detailing piece.
And this was going to be your new passion.
Yeah. And she's like, why can't you just do things small?
Right. Yes.
I'm like, nah, I got everything. We're going to be detailing cars from here on out.
Yeah.
And so now I'm going to be detailing the cars for probably 3-4 months.
Right. And then you'll find something else.
Yeah.
But like, you've done it with everything. You've done it with landscaping, interior design, photography, cooking. I'm probably missing 100 of them, right? But you just dive into it and master it and then leave it. And it's like some people spend their entire lives trying to master one thing. And you have this ability to just laser focus yourself to understand all elements of it.
That's because of the peacefulness in the house.
Exactly, right? Whereas my eyes and head and brain are just bouncing around all over the place. I've always envied that about you because I wish I could just master one thing.
Oh, you're a master of many things. Like the good looks you have.
What's the saying?
A master.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
There's an extended thing to this, right? Because it says a jack of all trades is a master of none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's but there's extended, a finish. Extended makes you feel better.
Okay. Let me hear the rest of it because I've always just been living under that.
No,
I feel very incomplete.
Once you hear the whole real thing, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm not that bad.
Okay.
Okay, so a jack of all trades is a master of none. But oftentimes, that's better than a master of one.
There you go.
Ah. So I do want that from Dylan. I don't want that from Dylan.
Hard to say at this point. Really. It's really hard to say.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I think we answered that pretty good, right?
Yeah.
What trait do you want of each other?
A quick 30-second follow-up to last week's Ask Us Anything, which was just chatter about shows for half an hour. Robbie has started Paradise.
I have.
I finished Paradise.
I started Nip Tuck. Who told me Nip Tuck?
Robbie told you Nip Tuck.
Do you like it? I'm 1.5 episodes in. My girlfriend, I said, someone mentioned, Robbie, I forgot it was you. Sorry. I said, someone mentioned Nip Tuck. She's like, oh my God, it's the best show ever.
Yes.
And I threw it on.
Melissa.
And then so we threw it on and first episode's great.
You can't not be addicted to it.
Yeah. These guys, I was very excited.
Like just the things they get, because it was the first episode, they accidentally, is it the child predator one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
It's so wild.
I just didn't know. The one thing is it's quite old, I hear.
Yes.
Well, it's from 2005 to 11, I believe, but it holds up. Like, I find that's the best era of TV. So many shows still hold up.
It's like season 2 of The Wire when they're just finding out about text messaging. It's a bit odd. But, Robbie, where are you on Paradise, and are you loving it or not?
Paradise, it's okay. There's a lot of, like, future past. Mm-hmm. Future past.
Time jumps, yes.
Is this... I thought that guy
flashbacks.
Died.
Yeah.
But it's a little confusing, but the premise is neat.
Okay.
So far.
Worth watching.
New show I'm starting soon. Apparently, I saw a clip of it on Instagram. There's actually an account on Instagram that came up in my algorithm.
Okay.
And so I started following it, and it's just like shows you should watch.
What is it?
The Instagram account or the show?
No. Well, I guess both would be helpful.
I think it's shows you should watch.
Okay.
The show, it's a comedy. Right, so 25-minute runtime shows episodes on Disney Plus called English Teacher. I saw one clip of it,
and it looked good.
I'm jumping into it.
Is it newer?
Yes.
Yes.
Two seasons of it. I'm jumping into it. I'll let you know.
Okay.
All right.
That works out.
Yep. 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 Yep.
That's Ask Us Anything. You can ask us anything via any. You can even. Robbie and I were talking about this. You could kind of leave a comment on the podcast, right? With questions.
You
Is that
can.
A way to do it? Yeah.
You can. I mean, just Facebook, Instagram.
I'm trying to create an app, Dylan. Trying to create an app.
Secret
to ask us.
I thought Secret was the app.
You can message us. Send it to Robbie. Robbie, the intern on Instagram, or either one of us, any one of us on Instagram or through the live show. But we'll happily answer anything you ask for. Ask us anything. Thanks for listening.
Pepper and Dylan.
Bye.
On Kiss.